and welcome to the Surfing Podcast. My name is Dan Bylock. I am your host and a person who has been called a kookaburra and other mean names on Reddit this week. I'll tell you that much. All right, let's dive in. This episode, as promised previously, will be the first in a series of episodes. Maybe not back to back. Maybe we'll have one today on this topic, and then we'll have a different episode, and then maybe another episode, and then we'll come back to this topic. Because it's a topic that is near and dear to every surfer's heart, and it's wildly and hotly debated all over the world, in every surfing community on the planet, probably on other planets. I'm really building this thing up. I apologize. I'm trying not to be super salesy about it. Like, listen to this. Today we're going to talk about surf etiquette, straight up. Who has the wave? Who gets to go on waves? Who's a kook? Who's not a kook? What's assholey and non-assholey behavior in the ocean? That's what we're getting down with today, guys. The reason being, recently in the past, let's see what the date is. It's middle towards the end of October now. I would say where I live in Southern California, in Huntington Beach, California, the surf city, if you will, not the surf city with the good waves and the hard environment of cold water and sharks and stuff like Santa Cruz, which actually has way better waves year-round, to be honest, than Huntington Beach. But Huntington Beach, nonetheless, is a place where they first started having a lot of surf contests back in the, 50s or 60s. And we have a statue of some people that surfed and a surf walk of fame off, featuring. So Huntington Beach, pretty good litmus test for, I feel, for what crowds are and what crowds aren't. During the summer, I felt like we did not have a very crowded summer. We didn't have very good waves of summer either. But like the last few weeks, it has been very crowded. One, with school being back in session, although I don't know how much that affects surfing, because like now all kids, a kid that can do like a cutback is basically dropping out of school to be homeschooled because they're going to be the next John Slater. And it's totally going to work out for them. There's no way that at age 15, they're going to get derailed by, smoking pot or beating off or doing Adderall or whatever and not become the greatest surfer in the world. And it's totally wise for those parents to go all in on this and raise a child who's growing up to be a competitive professional surfer, not a better fucking person or a doctor that might cure cancer or treat the sick and needy. No. We need a lot of pro surfers in this world. There's not enough, guys. You've watched the WSL. There's not enough pro surfers. There's not enough guys that can do an air reverse and give a super boring interview after the heat. So anyway, I digress. Huntington Beach, it's a good litmus test for a good city, good test city to discuss crowds. And I feel like the summer, like I said, wasn't very crowded. We complain and say, oh, surfing's too popular and I hate the webcams and stuff like this. But all in all, on a typical 3-foot choppy day, especially in the summer at Huntington, not choppy, but like not perfect, but like afternoon, but not blown out kind of afternoon, I surfed a lot this summer. I didn't get to surf a lot this summer, but a lot of times I surfed this summer was in crappy afternoons that weren't that crappy, that were actually pretty fun. And I would be out on North Side or South Side, the most popular and most crowded spots in Huntington. And there would be a handful of guys out at most, no more than 10 or 15 on either side of the pier, and usually pretty spread out and pretty mellow. But like I was saying, since like the last few weeks, like late September or October start, and when October started, there are just a fucking butt ton of people now that are surfing. I don't know. The water dipped down to like 62 and then it got back up to like 65, 66. It's pretty warm again. It was warm the last week and the last few days. So there's people trunking it, which I don't recommend. It's like just wear, but I don't know, a spring suit or a short arm or something like that. Just have some, it helps you stay in the water longer. It's sun protection. Your balls don't get a rash. There's so many good things about wearing a light 2 mil wetsuit here and there, even when the water's a little bit warmer than it is seasonally. But yeah, the water usually, back in the day when I was a kid, I felt like the water dropped off by Halloween. It'd get pretty cold and be below, 59 or 58. And that's for Southern California. It's cold for us. For Santa Cruz, that's like a brisk, or like a warm summer day. Like you're probably trunking it there wearing spring suit or whatever. But here for Huntington, like 58, 59, 58 is the winter time. And then, we usually get a few weeks of where it dips down to 56 and maybe a week or two where it's 54. A few years ago, we had a winter that was like 54 for like 3 months and just sucked balls. Because again, I realize people that live other places like the East Coast or, places up north in Santa Cruz or wherever, that your water is much colder and you're much tougher and better. But you got to understand, you also get way better fucking waves. So don't give me all this bullshit about, it's cold. But you guys, it makes it worthwhile. The fact that you could get eaten by a fish the size of a Cadillac, you know, in hypothermia, you know, and peeing in your wetsuit doesn't even help, is negated by the fact that you get like, consistent 4 to 6 foot, 6 to 8 foot days and bigger in glassy rideable conditions. And you have point breaks, reef breaks. You have better quality of surf, Northern California. So don't you bitch about me bitching about being cold when it's 58 to 56 to god awful 54, because that is uncomfortable. I don't care what kind of person you are. It's not a good temperature to be. 54 degree water is not a good temperature. It's not an enjoyable time. No one's like, oh, thank God. Oh, I was too hot earlier. Let's cool off with a sweet, refreshing 54. No. 54 degrees surf water, too cold. 58 I like, because 58 is like, you got to wear a wetsuit probably, but you can get away with a good 3-2. Wetsuits are so much better now than they were like 10, 15, 20 years ago. So yeah, 3-2 is now like a $200 3-2. You can surf 58 degree water for a couple hours, 3 hours if you're as fat and out of shape as I am because you have extra padding. But yeah, lately it's been crowded. And again, I don't know. I don't think it's like the high school kids, because the surf team kids at Huntington meet, before school, and they surf from like 6 to 7:30 or 8 or whatever Andy Verdone, the surf coach there, has them doing. But like, no, there's crowds like 9 a.m. to beyond. There's like dudes like, I think it's college, because I think it's people in college and then other people, 20 to 50 years old that were reminded that they like surfing. Or maybe they think, oh, summer's over, all the kooks are gone, let me go fill up the lineup with my kooky ass. I don't know. But I do know it's been very crowded and people have been getting very eggy. And my whole thing is that I didn't get to surf that much this summer. I looked at the waves a lot and I had a bunch of short little crummy surfs, but I did not surf a lot because I was doing a lot of work stuff and a lot of stuff with my family. And to be honest, I love surfing and I think about it all the day, all the time, every day. But if I have a choice, I do family. I hang out with my wife and my kid, especially my kid, because we only have one, and it's the greatest thing. He's 6 and he's just the funny person, and it's just me and my wife can't get enough of him. So, and my wife works a lot, and I work a lot, so our schedules don't always match up. So if I'm not hanging out with both of them, I at least try and hang out with my son and do fun shit. So yesterday, the waves were probably the best they've been in the last, I don't know. It wasn't big. It was probably 3 to 5 foot. And it looked kind of lully and inconsistent in the middle of the day. Or I heard that it was lully and inconsistent because I did not look at the waves yesterday. Because I told my son if he was good last week and this week, he had a day off yesterday. So I took my son to Disneyland all day. And it was... there wasn't a breath of wind. It's, 6:45 when he got up that morning. And we drove to Disneyland at 10 a.m. It was still no wind. And I knew there was a little bit of swell. At 3 o'clock or so, I checked my phone on the surf line, the webcam for Northside. And, of course, as soon as I got a Wi-Fi signal at Disneyland, as soon as I fired up, when the video started playing, there was an A-frame peak on Northside. Probably about, 4 foot, maybe 5 foot face. Two guys split the peak. Both of them simultaneously get barreled in sheet-like oil glass, like perfect, little perfect fun head-eye peaky, perfect fun peaky head-eye wave. And I took a screenshot so I can save it for later to show my son. This is what I missed for you, later on when he's, being a dick to me when he's older. But I closed my phone and I did not look at the waves the rest of the day because we did Disneyland and then we went, and on the way home, he wanted to stop at a comic book store and GameStop to look at action figures, and we did. But I knew that I was in for a day with my son, and there was no use killing myself about this looking at the surf. That being said, if the waves had been a foot bigger, 2 feet bigger for sure, I would have absolutely called an audible on Disneyland, like at 3 o'clock, and we're in Anaheim, which is like, a ways away right before traffic starts, at 4:30 or 5. I would have, if it was 6 feet or bigger in that glassy, and then I saw the wave that big, a foot or two bigger, I would have told my son, like, hey, listen, we have this thing, the situation. The waves are really good and glassy right now. And they're never like this, especially in Huntington, because we live in a terrible town for surfing. If we leave right now and we can go home and I can drop you off at your grandma and grandpa's for like just an hour before dark, and I'll pick you right back up and take you to Round Table or whatever you want to have for dinner. If we can leave right now, we can leave. We have annual passes. So we go more, we go several times. We go a bunch, times a year. It's no big deal. But I'm like, if we leave now, I will buy you a thing. A $20 thing at the Lego store on the way out. And that would have been I would have absolutely utilized that card. But no, the waves are, it was 3 to 5. It was fun. Like I said, I talked to people that said it was really good. And I saw a bunch of good clips on Instagram. But it was lully. And they're like a lot of waiting, and it was like, you know, 5 foot. I'm 6 foot three. If it's head high to overhead barrels, I'm psyched. But if it's like shoulder high, I'm not gonna ditch my kid and making a beautiful goddamn memory at Disneyland together. Yeah, actually, Disneyland was hot as shit because it's been hot the last few weeks. And this week the Santa Ana's kind of came up. So Disneyland was hot and it was crowded. It kind of sucked. We still had fun. My son's young, so he just likes to walk around, look at stuff mostly. And you know, we waited in line and went on Indiana Jones, but then Star Tours was broken. And then I don't know. It was like we went on a few rides and walked around mostly, and then we didn't. It wasn't one of those days where we went on 1,000 rides. So I'm not saying it wasn't worth going, but it was like, you know, I felt pretty good about being a dad and doing a good job being a dad, taking my kid to a crappy Disneyland day and still sticking it out and not bailing to go surf like an asshole, which part of me absolutely did want to do because part of me knew that their waves were good. And like I said, I peeked at it and it was good and it was bummed. Okay. So that brings us to surf etiquette. And I have another anecdote. If you're like, oh, dude, talk about your kid more, you boring fuck, on a surfing podcast. That has nothing to do with surfing. I take that point well taken, but at the same time, I have another anecdote tying into being a parent that's going to tie into our surfing etiquette discussion today, too. So in your face, you bitter asshole. How dare you even think like that and just squash my dreams? I'm just trying to provide a safe place for people to talk and discuss and listen to my views on surfing here in this podcast. And if I want to talk about, you know, being the greatest father alive, I will. I'm not the greatest father alive. I'm probably, I don't know, top 15 million. I'm not even sure. Probably. I don't even know if I rank. But yeah, surf etiquette. Let's get into it. Here's the deal. I posted a clip. The thing that got me thinking about surf etiquette was the fact that it's been really crowded. I've had friends complaining and being eggy. I've seen people online being eggy and complaining online about crowds and like that was just like packed right now all over. Like, and all over, I mean like California, Northern California, and other places like that. Places I see on Instagram and accounts I follow, I see people posting the crowds or some silly thing that happened in the water, complaining and whatever. And people I talk to out in the water here locally have been complaining for the past few weeks that it's been way crowded and they're just sick of it and blah, 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 blah. Here's the deal. Earlier this week, before the waves got good, on Sunday or Monday afternoon, I had like an hour and a half to surf, and the waves had been fun and glassy that morning, but of course, as it is, you know, here in Southern California, especially Huntington, it never stays good for long. So by the time I got to surf in the afternoon, it had gotten a little bit windy, and also the tide had come up enough where Huntington has done this weird thing lately, especially after the Hurricane Marie swell, like, three or four years or whatever that was in the summer. It washed a lot of our sand around, and I swear to God, like, when Huntington's, like, low to medium tide, and it's the low tide coming up, and it reaches about a 3 foot, when it's going from, like, creeping up past 3 foot, 3.5 foot, like a 4 foot threshold, between, like, 3.5 foot and 4.5 feet, and I've looked on tide charts before after my sessions. Huntington will get, especially when it's smaller for some reason, when it's shoulder high or under, Huntington will get this weird, like, I don't know, you wouldn't call it a rip current, but it's like this weird, like, bumpy, choppy, like, resonance current on the inside, all across the inside. It'll be glassy on the outside, it won't be that windy, but the inside, where the takeoff zone is, where it's the water's shallower, it will just be super choppy and roily and brown all the way down, like, in a wide swath, in like a 100-yard, 200-yard swath, horizontally down the beach. Not like a rip current, like a real rip current that goes, like, you know, out to sea. This will just be the inside. It'll be kind of like, it'll be like 3 foot, and then the waves will be glassy where you take off. And as soon as you stand up, it'll be like a 3 or 4 stair-steppy wave on like a 2 or 3 foot wave, which makes it impossible to gain speed on the drop, have fun, set a rail to do a turn. It's super frustrating is what I'm saying. But it does, that's a lot of the times, you know, whatever the synced up with the lunar cycle or whatever, or my time cycle, the times I get to surf lately in the last, you know, month or so have been at that like 3 to 4, when it's crossing the 3 foot, going up to past the 4 foot threshold, and that hour of just shittiness when it's choppier than it needs to be. And if you can stay out past like the 4.5 foot when the tide gets to like 5 foot or higher, that's, it kind of mellows out a little bit, but it's just, I feel like I read that book, The Tides or The Tide or whatever that book. But this guy did a study of tides all over the world. And maybe I'll talk about that book. I'll reread it, or I'll listen to an audio book again. And I'll talk about that book. It's an interesting book. But it talks about, like, in rivers that have, like, narrow passes and stuff, they'll get resonance areas where at a certain tide, it's just because of the, like, the the wavelength of like how deep the water is and stuff like that, the water will get very choppy and crazy for like, you know, a half hour to an hour at a time, like, you know, twice a day when the tide is at that height, and any higher and lower it will go down. Just like, I guess similar to a frequency, like, you know, there's a frequency of like audio of sound that will like shatter a glass. Too high or too low doesn't do anything, but just right, you know, it'll shatter it. Or like the wind with that video of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, where it wasn't like 80 mile an hour winds, it was just like windy enough that it resonated with the frequency for that bridge, and the bridge shook itself apart and fell apart. That's kind of what Huntington does in the afternoons, or whenever that tide is going. Medium tide going high, you get like an hour, sometimes more of just junkiness. So this is what I'm saying is I paddled out. It had been like, you know, probably 3 to 4 feet in the morning and glassy and looked fun, but a little bit crowded, but fun. But I couldn't surf. I had shit to do. I had to take my kid to school, and then I had a bunch of work and blah, blah, blah. Afternoon, I go surf. And it is shitty. It is like that resonance current. It's choppy. It's like a foot or two smaller. It's like 2 foot. I paddle out on Southside because Southside looks better. It looks less choppy. But there's a bunch of groms out. And like, not groms, like being older groms, like 15, 16, 17 year olds, like kids that can do airs and shit like that. And there's a big pack of them. And they're all really, they're pretty nice kids that surf the pier, to be honest. They're not like scumbags or anything. But I'm like, I'm old. I haven't been surfing a lot. I've been surfing like shit the last few times I surf. I don't need to sit here and duke it out with the kids. So that's the first part of etiquette, is I feel like having etiquette is get in where you fit in. Like if you're in a peak of kids that are like competing for errors or running practice heats or whatever, you don't need to be competing against those kids. There's especially for a beach break, move a peak over. Those kids were, even if they came out together, whatever, it's annoying. But like, I think they were on another peak just south of me, and then both the peaks of the tide change kind of merged together. So that's when I was like, I'm sitting in the same pack with these kids. This is not for me. It's not fun for them. And I'm still going to try and catch waves too. So then I don't want to like get in a paddle battle or like an argument with like a 16-year-old who surfs better than me and who's also fucking 16. Like, that's just crazy. Old people that fight with kids, even if they're like 16, 17, you got to give that up. That's just too much. If they're being a dickhead, I don't know. Have a kid, raise them to be a karate man, brainwash them so they'll beat up whoever you want, and then have your kid beat them up. But that's no way to live either. Anyway. Out of respect for the situation, and just because I want to have a fun surf and I want to wreck anyone's surf, I look over north side. It looks crappier but more consistent because it was like this week we had a small southwest swell, like a ground swell, and then we had some west wind swell, maybe some medium, like outer water swell too. Like, but it was breaking up and making it peakier. So I'm like, oh, it's more consistent. The west swell is hitting better over there. I'll go over. It's 2 foot. I'll just go over to north side. I still want to surf because I'm so fat and out of shape and I've been surfing lately as much as I'd like to. I got to stay out like another hour. Let's go to Northside. And I was forcing myself because I know that I've been surfing really bad lately. I know that I'm way fatter and out of shape than I should be. And I'm worried if the waves get good in a few weeks or, you know, this week, I'll be all blorped out and not be able to surf even adequately, which is a stretch for me on my best day, you know, 15 years ago as it is or as it was. So I paddle Northside and there's no one out. And I love it. And I'm like, fuck yes. It's shitty, but it's like 2 foot. So I'm sitting kind of like next to the pier because that looks like there's a little like not pier bowl, but like a little bit of a there's a little bit of a sandbar next to the pier right now, which was missing for a while, and it's been back. But it's got that stair steppy thing, and it's annoying. And then as I'm out, the waves just kind of fade and it gets smaller and smaller. And then there's like, honestly, I don't mean there's nobody out north side, but there's like 3 or 4 people, 5 people out, but they're spread out. They're spread out from the pier to like Tower 4. So the towers, I don't know how many yards, hundreds of yards apart they are, but they're spread out. About 30, 40 minutes into my session, a cluster, it's getting later in the afternoon, a cluster of people, like three or four packs of people paddle out. So it goes from like 3 or 4 people spread out to like a dozen people, new people. And all the people that fucking paddle out do the thing we all love, is they cluster up and just sit right on the peak next to the pier, right where like me and this one other guy were sitting. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I was sitting there because it was a surfable peak when I paddled over. There was no one there when I paddled over from north side. If it had been crowded, I would have paddled down more towards like Tower 4 or even towards the apartments because it's 2 foot. I don't really care. The shape isn't going to be that much better either way. But yeah, so you got all these guys clustered up. And like I said before, I'm like, I have not surfed as much as I'd like to be surfing. My back was hurting like last month, and I've been stretching and stuff a little bit and trying to like, you know, take care of it. So I'm not feeling super great about my surfing, let alone do I want to compete with strangers for this thing, for waves on a 2 foot, like choppy, crappy, gutless day with the waves are like also stair steppy and junk. And like I said, 10 or 12 guys paddle out and a few of them do this thing. This is like the new normal now at beach breaks. I feel it started at lowers. I felt there's this thing where like people, whether it's 2 foot or 6 foot, there's like a like an outside where people are sitting. There's guys, and they're guys. They're like grown men, like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds now, that will do this thing where they'll sit like on the inside, like 15, 20 feet in where the groms sit. Like back in the day, like, you know, a million years ago when I grew up surfing in the 90s or whatever, that was where like the inside was where all the grommets would sit, and on the outside was all the older people and locals or whatever the fuck you call it. And the groms would keep to themselves, and the older people would keep to themselves, and, you know, whatever. Now, that has just gone away. And I felt like lowers used to be the same way. Lowers used to be a big, thick pack of outside people. And this is a long time ago because it's changed. It's changed, like, it's been like this for, like, the change has been at least for, like, the last 10 years. I'm just old and haven't paid attention to actually take notes. But, like, you know, in the 90s, there'd be a pack of guys outside and then a little cluster of people on the inside, and it was always groms. It was like the groms weaseling for scraps and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're taking off in a set wave, you might have to, like, paddle or steer around a grom or call one off on the shoulder, but it was groms. It was like 13-year-old max and under. Now at lowers, there's like a whole pack on the outside, then there's a pack of 30 or 40 grown men on the fucking inside that, like, where the groms used to sit. Oh, there's fucking groms too, but they're mixed in with like 25, 35, 40-year-old fucking dudes. And that happens at lowers, which is fine because lowers is kind of a cluster F, and it's such a good wave. If you get a wave in the shoulder or somebody falls, you're like stoked. And you got to, you know, you got to be cutthroat and at the top of your game to get waves at lowers anyway, usually, because the busy time, you know, during the summer or peak time of the year. But that has transferred itself. That's how it is everywhere now. That's crowded. Like, I feel like beach breaks. Whether I go to, like, especially at Huntington, Newport's not like that because Newport doesn't break far enough out for there to really be a delineation like that. But anywhere with an outside, I feel like there's the outside people, and then it's not inside people. It's like they sit just inside, like where the kids used to sit, and they'll fucking try and weasel waves. Like they do this thing, and we'll lead into the video clip that I posted earlier this week on the internet that some of you guys saw and some people on Reddit yelled at me for. They do this thing where in the video clip I posted isn't a great example of this, but that's why I'll get to it. I'm sorry. Let's take a step back. Backpaddling. They'll do this thing where, like, they will sit further in, and you'll be way outside. Like, you'll be 20, 30 feet or more further outside them, and you'll be deep on a wave in position, and you'll paddle for a wave, and you'll be taking off and or standing up, and they will be paddling on the inside. So you're further out than them. So you're traveling on the wave. You've caught the wave. Like, you've caught the energy of the wave. You're with the wave. You're paddling. You're getting ready to stand up, or the wave's getting ready to stand up, so you're waiting until the wave stands up to stand up to make sure you got it or whatever. And they will start paddling, like, as you catch up with them, and then try and call or hoot you off, which I call back paddling. They'll back paddle. They'll try and back, like, paddle behind you, but, like, on the inside. I don't mean back paddling like they're equally even out with you and they paddle around you. Like, that's annoying. But if there's some guy out who rips and he's like, oh, he's paddling all edgy, you know, all crazy and out, like, paddles around out the back and kind of calls you off, that's a dick move. But I'm talking more about the back paddling where they're back paddling you, like, from the inside. Like, it's not even back paddling because they have, like, you're paddling. You've caught the wave before they even start paddling or before the wave has even touched them, basically, because they're not touching, like, the wave hasn't caught up to them yet, and they'll take off behind you. Jesus Christ. If I had one pet peeve, I mean, if I had 17 pet peeves, this would be the one, you know, one of the top 17. I have a lot of pet peeves about people and surfing, even myself as well, because I'm human garbage and I hate myself and I shouldn't even be allowed to boogie board. I get it. I understand that, universe. Thank you so much for letting me know on a daily basis in my life. But my point is, I can't stand when I go sit out the back like a good human being and wait my turn in line and don't try and, like, take waves off people and just get my own or whatever. And then I'll have some dude, and some groms do it, and I find it annoying, and I have no problem burning them or, like, even fading them back deeper, like paddling, like, not into them, but like where they have to, like, paddle deep and they're not going to make the wave, and then taking off straight and then bottom turning late, and fuck you. And if they have something to say, I'm like, well, you're a kid, I can't argue with you, but don't back paddling. And that's pretty much where that goes, because, like, if there's a 15-year-old that, like, wants to yell and fight, you're just like, you have to be like, you're 15, I can't do this, fuck off, you know. But it's worse when it's like a 20, 30, 40-year-old dude that does this. It's like, that is like a grown-up. One, it's like, get your own fucking wave. Two, sit on the fucking outside, you goddamn baby. It's not big, you know. They do it when it's small, but they also do it when it's bigger, too. And I never understand that. And it's usually timid idiots. They're like, you can tell they're scared because they're, like, hugging the pier, and it's, like, barely a six-foot day. You know, hug the pier to be able to, like, dodge and avoid the setzels. Like, and then that puts them right in the way. And, yeah, and that's it. Them sitting there, and they don't know what the fuck they're doing, puts them in the way. So every time a medium to, like, full-size set comes, there's – six or seven assholes in either direction scattered on the inside. Warrior dropping in on the shoulder, on the face of the wave. They don't fucking move. It's the worst. It's just, I can't stand it. It drives me bonkers. And it's like, you're yelling at people, but it's hard because you can't. It's like yelling at a dog, you know, or it's like a dog watching TV. They don't know what the fuck they're watching. So it's not even worth yelling at anyone because they don't fucking know. It doesn't stop people, including myself, from yelling at people sometimes. But the other thing is, it's so fucking annoying because you're doing the right thing and they're not. That's what really pisses me off is, like, I'm trying to, like, sit far enough out and not fuck with people and not hassle for waves and just be like a decent person on a crowded day, and you'll get these guys that are just like they're in a contest, like they're in a Brazilian QS contest, like trying to call you off or whatever, and I just can't stand it. So the other day on that crappy day, I described, same thing happened. The crowd came out that wasn't out, and I'm looking at the video. It's like it's just inside of Tower 2, so it's on the north side. And this, I've been out for a while. I want to go in. My back is kind of hurting. And like, I have a bad back where, like, sometimes it hurts, like, the first initial, like, hop up when you crouch and push off, like, your first pump. Like, it'll be, it kills my back. I have to take Advil and shit before I surf. Like a performance-enhancing drug because I'm an athlete. But here's what happened. This crappy little wave came in. And from the video, you can't tell. But, like, I am on the peak. It's, like, weird. It's, like, it's choppy and shitty, but it's backing off. So where you can see the wave, like where I'm paddling for it, it looks like it's going to be a wave, but I know for a fact that it's going to back off. But I'm in it far enough, like in the first, if you're underneath the first part of the top of the lip, that isn't, it's like almost two parts of a wave, a top part and a bottom part. The bottom part's not going to break yet, but you can catch the top part. So I'm further out and I'm over, and I'm also, if the peak was a triangle, if the peak was a triangle, I'm closest to the top of the triangle. I'm on the part of the peak that is going to feather or break first. There's like this little 5 foot part that I'm on, and there's this thing on the other side of the shoulder or whatever, because this wave, the other side of the story is, this wave's going to fucking close out. It's going to be a shit close out. So I'm trying to just take off at the peak, at the featheriest, furthest out part, so I can get up and get over and get onto the shoulder and maybe do a fucking half turn before it goes to shit and then go in. And as I do, one of the dudes that paddled out was one of those guys that like sits on the inside. And he's a grown up. He's probably in his mid to late 20s probably. And he's like sitting there, and I'm paddling, and I start paddling for this way. I paddle over. There's a stand up paddle boarder guy who's a pain in the ass who's like flopping around the lineup. So I'm like trying to paddle over. And I'm like I said, it's hard to tell from the video, but I'm further out. I'm like a board length or two further out because it's kind of like one of the west swell waves that's coming in that way a little bit. And this guy doesn't look interested in the wave at all until I start paddling and catching it. Then he like gets really into it and like starts kicking. And I'm just like, at this point, it's like, I'm further out. I'm going to go in. I'm on like the peak. And he like takes off behind me. And it's like, he does. Like someone on the internet, I posted it on Instagram, whatever. He's deeper, but he is further in. So he had like I had the energy of the wave. Like I know this. And also the reason I posted it and I'm talking about this clip, because it's such an insignificant wave. It wasn't like it was a perfect 5 foot wave or anything like that. Like that would be a whole different issue, but it's such a crappy wave. That's why I was so blown away this happened. And it was great because I could find this clip on Surfline and post it where there was no drama. Basically the guy took off behind me, even though he was deeper, but I felt like I was more in position. And then nothing happened. I dropped in on him, and then I kicked. I hobbled to the shoulder because the wave was kind of. He takes off and like just goes right into the whitewash and falls. I make it to the shoulder of the wave, which lets me feel like I would have made the wave completely. That's why I went. And where I probably would have tried to hit it, I just turned my rail up and kicked out because I was like in my head. And the reason I did that is like I wasn't gonna let this fucker back paddle me and take off, like one try and weasel like a 2 foot choppy shit wave on me, especially when he just paddled out, especially when he's sitting further in, especially when this fucking just seems like an annoying dipshit. And two, like my whole thing is, if you do that to me, I'll drop in on you and I'll kick out because I want you to know, like, oh sorry, like it's a nice, I can be like, oh sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But it's also a way to tell you, like, hey, don't fuck with me. I'm not the person to fucking take off behind. I will fucking at least drop in and then kick out and fuck up the first part of your wave. And if you want to like argue about it, it's fine. But it, you know, if I was going to be the type of person's an idiot or an asshole, I could just like play dumb, like, oh, I didn't know, which guys do all the fucking time. But I'll tell you, I'm like, oh, I thought I was further out and I thought I had it. I didn't think you were really going to go and try and backpaddle me like that. But you did, so I dropped in because it was my wave. I was further out and I thought it was bullshit. But if that's how you surf, I'll just make a point not to surf around you or whatever. But I was out here first and you came and sat right up on me, so I don't know what your issue is. I mean, there's the thing is, there's ways to like have that conversation with like, you can be a dick or you can be super nice or you can be a, you know, a jerk or be nice. You know, there's a dick and a nice way to do everything, have every and millions of gradients in between. But like, that's what I did. I was annoyed. I wanted to go in. This guy fucking backpaddled me on a shit wave. And it wasn't like a backpaddle, like he paddled around me and like got deeper. It was like he paddled, like he's just a little bit further in than me, but it's enough where I was fucking annoyed. Because the thing is, too, I have this retarded sense of justice and, you know, like a surfer, probably entitlement too, where like I wouldn't do that to somebody else without expecting to get snaked or get yelled at. Like I would not, whether they were a good surfer or a bad surfer, I just won't do that shit to people. If there's somebody that's like a kook, that can barely stand up and they're on a good wave, I'll fucking go sometimes and burn them, and then usually they'll fall, and I'll look back and they'll fall and I'll go on the wave. Everybody does that. But if they make it, then I feel like a fucking asshole and I have to apologize. And if a guy wants to yell at me, and that's the thing too. I'm ready for the consequences of my actions. But the guy was just, the way that he did it was just fucking annoying. Then I paddled back out, and then he didn't say anything. He just like looked down, like, and then he paddled. But like it worked, because then he went and paddled down the waves and went to like the second little peak, and that was super helpful. But the reason I bring all this up is I had found the clip on Surfline, and because it was such a shitty little clip, I posted it on oh Jesus, there's some sound extra. Sorry. I posted it on Facebook on the surfing podcast page. And so if you listen to the podcast, you'll get that I'm usually sarcastic and self-deprecating and joking. And if I'm calling myself great or calling someone else an idiot, what I really mean is that I am an idiot, and that other person, it's probably great, or at least not as big of an idiot as me. So on the surfing podcast, Instagram and Facebook page, I posted a short clip of the video, and it says, "Is this idiot backpedaling me here on this wave, or am I an asshole who snaked him?" Okay. And a few people commented on Instagram and on Facebook, and you guys clearly got the joke. Some of you guys offered like sincere advice or your commentary, like, you know, like, well, no, that's not a backpedal. That's just a good old fashioned kind of burn, da 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 da. You know, like this guy Marcus, but it always bothers me, you know, paddling out, someone drops in behind. Depends on who had the last wave. Did he just paddle out, local or not? Who gets up first? Yeah, Marcus. And then Marcus is funny, because I would have done the same thing, just burned his ass and kept surfing. Too bad you blew the wave, Barney. You are both shameful. Ha ha. Fuck you, Marcus, for being honest and accurate in your surmising of that situation, and being 100% on the money on that. Fuck you. Yeah, but like, no, there was, I had been out longer, I was further out, I hadn't caught a wave in a while, I was trying to go in, and you know, I surfed there a lot, and I just felt like I was being a dickhead. But yeah, I kicked out and kind of like just blew the wave. I just took off boggy, and like just have not been surfing good regardless. I'm just glad I didn't take off that fall. And that's why I don't like taking off on people either, because it's like, what if you fuck up? Like, I always feel like it puts more pressure on you when you're burning somebody, especially when you know you're burning them. So then you make mistakes, and then it's just a stupid way to be. But, you know, Tim Crow is funny. It's like, he's like, there's a bunch of stuff going on. Buddy is guilty of paddling slow-mo and then finishing off. You know, he said basically, Peter, like, long story short, Tim and people on here were on the website that seemed like they, like, on Facebook and on Instagram that listened to the show were really cool. And I think they got that I was joking. I think they got that it was a crappy day. They think that I got that I wasn't really mad. You know, I really mad about the situation. I was just putting that fucking, and then Tim and like Marcus got kind of like in a fake spat on the internet. Like, I think they misunderstood who was calling who a kook. And those guys, you guys, Tim and Marcus, don't fight on the Facebook page. You guys are obviously both great people and have wonderful taste, because you listen to the show and you make nice comments when I post bullshit online. But yeah, long story short, our convoluted story, less convoluted. Everyone that saw this on the Facebook page for the Surfing Podcast or the Instagram page had nice things. They might have said, oh, you snaked that guy or whatever, or, you know, that's a bit much. This guy, Brett, on Instagram said, you both were out of position, but fighting over 1 foot wave is a little cray-cray. Like, he's like clearly giving me shit for doing that, and I'm fine. I think it's funny. I agree with him. I'm like, yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, I wasn't, but that's the whole thing. I would, if I had like gotten in an argument or there was any type of conflict with that guy, I wouldn't have posted the fucking clip on the internet, because I think that's really tacky and shitty. Like, look at this guy burning me, you fucking asshole. Take my side. Give me attention. That's not why I posted the clip. It was a nothing situation. Like, I took off in front of the guy, kicked out. We didn't say anything to anybody, each other. The waves were shitty. He paddled down the beach. I got another shitty wave and went in. I just, you know, and then saying clap dog says, to be honest, it's 1 foot slop, cut your losses, you know. So I think some people didn't get, like, I was being facetious with a title and a little bit trolly, but not trying to troll, but I was just like, in my vein of sarcastic, you know, idiotism, being irony, if you will, and being an idiot, I was like, yeah, is this idiot backpedaling or am I the asshole? I would say that I'm the asshole because I dropped in on him. I could have just let him pack paddle or do the paddling thing and not gone. It was a shitty wave, but I was just annoyed that the guy did it. And then we shift gears into the fucking oh shit. What I did next is I posted the clip on Reddit in the surfing area of Reddit, the subreddit, is this idiot backpedaling me here on a wave and why the asshole snaked him. And this is a thing I like to call, like I try and explain this to our stand-up students. Our stand-up students, our stand-up comedy students here, like I'm recording this at the Amazing Comedy Theater in Huntington Beach. It's my little comedy theater we have. But I explain to our students, like, if you're writing jokes, you got to write jokes that, like, make sense to groups of strangers. You can't just tell inside jokes or you can't talk about topics that are too edgy or too crazy until you've earned, like, trust and credibility in the audience's eyes and they actually know and like and trust you and find you competent enough to talk about crazy shit. Like, if you just go up on stage and open mic, you're like, yeah, fucking raping bitches is cool and I want to shoot a baby after I fuck it, you know, like, that's insane. Like, that's going to just freak, like, just not freak, but just turn everybody off in the room to listening to you. But if you have, like, if you've set up something with some smaller, simpler topics and show that either you have a sarcastic sense of humor, a dark sense of humor, an absurd sense of humor, but that you're competent and sane and that you're actually working towards this as your art, later on, you can do some crazier shit. And I feel like Reddit, like, posting this on Reddit with no context and that same title that I had on the page, on the post for the Surfing Podcast Instagram and Facebook was asking for trouble, but I kind of wanted it because I wanted an honest assumption. Like, I didn't want people that were, like, trying to be nice because they listen to the show going, oh, you know, you kind of snaked him, but not really. Like, the Reddit people were like, you fucking snaked the guy, you blatantly snaked him, blah, 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 blah. I thought that was fine, but it's like one guy was like, holy shit, dude, stop acting like a massive kooky cunt. You were wrong, and it's obvious your whole defensive attitude screams douchebag. You even started the post with this idiot, which speaks a ton about your character. What's worse, you don't seem to grasp the concept of backpedaling and drop-ins. I that's the voice I imagine the guy has, by the way. But yeah, I love it that he's like so mad. And then he sent me a thing later saying, hey, sorry for the being so harsh off the bat, but like, I just think it's funny. Like, that's honestly that guy and a couple other. One guy commented back. I'm like, dude, you're 100% on brand for Reddit. That's the feedback I wanted because I wanted people like, I'm old, I'm comfortable with people like, oh, you suck, you're a loser, you don't surf good, you're a kook. Yeah, I get it. But my point was, I wanted to know if they felt like it was backpedaling or not. And I felt like by stacking the deck, by calling the guy an idiot and being that, you know, kind of subversive like title, it would make sure people weren't going to be in my corner and would like give me an honest assumption. An honest assessment of what was going on. So, yeah, on Reddit, people are like, no, it looks like he turned and went in the wave. He's inside of you. You should have backed off. I was further out. So F that guy. And then there's people like, oh, this guy's going back and forth. There's no good justification for burning something like that. You wouldn't have liked it if you were on the other end. Stop it. And I'm like, I wouldn't have done that to somebody if I was on the other end. I all the time when I surf the pier, I'm paddling back out. There's guys struggling to catch a wave, and I'm deeper but further in, you know, and could turn around. I don't do that unless a guy has like burned me or something, and I'm on some hot vendetta that day to like show the world justice. And I'm old. I don't fucking do that anymore. I don't give a shit about that guy. I'm not a kid. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, I really like the Reddit thing, but there are some really funny, like, the Reddit comments were great because, like, one guy is like, the best one was this guy, or a couple guys. Yeah, this guy's probably the best. No question he was deeper and you dropped in on him. You probably shouldn't be surfing the pier if you don't properly understand surf etiquette yet. Eventually, you're going to do that to the wrong guy and he'll get in your face about it. Some dudes are willing to fight even over garbage waves like that. And it's just like, easy, Francis. Jesus Christ. And then somebody like was like, hey, some dude got in my face in Tower 12 because I paddled outside and is chilling on the peak or whatever. But anyway, it's very funny. I think Tim Crow pointed out like on the comments on Facebook, because I said, oh man, you should see the Reddit comments, that like there's like a lot of keyboard warriors, especially in the alt surf or the forwards subreddit /surfing or whatever the fuck it is. But it's just like, I agree I dropped in on the guy, but I also, from being in the water, the point of view, that motherfucker was further in than me. He didn't backpaddle me in the classic sense. He paddled around behind me and took off behind me. He backpaddled me in as he's further in and then went on a crappy wave just like either catch it or to keep me off. And the way that he bogged behind where I was bogging, and he's about as terrible of a surfer as I am from the looks of the video, that he wouldn't have made that section in a million years. He was just doing it either to just take the wave from me or keep me off it, or just to be a dickhead and fuck that guy a million different ways till Sunday. So my question is, I went online, and like I said, this will be I'll make this episode, and you guys feel free to comment on Instagram or Facebook on the post, or send me an email or Facebook or Instagram message about how you feel about this. But I started the rabbit's hole of going to different websites and searching for surf etiquette. There's surfinghandbook.com, surfing-waves.com, Witches Rock Surf Camp, Surfer Magazine, Swell Surf Camp, like all these things basically say the same thing. I found one page that I was like, if this was like a court case, I would have totally cherry picked it, because these guys are saying the surfer, this is swellsurfcamp.com. The surfer who is closest to the curl, the peak, or the breaking part of the wave has the right of way and priority over all other surfers. And then bullet point two, the surfer who is farther outside and away from the shore has priority over all other surfers sitting or paddling on the inside, even closer to the breaking part of the wave. Yeah, that's right, fucker. According to swellcamp.com/rules of surfing and whatnot, I guess, they're on my side. So I thought that was pretty funny. But most of them are like, you know, like I talked about, there's that picture, and maybe I'll post it in the show notes for this show or another one. There's that picture at when you're walking down the trail at Rincon and a couple other surf spots around California. I've seen it where it shows like the basic, I think they have one at Lowers, and you're walking down the trail. It shows the basic like priority, like etiquette rules for surfing, and what they usually, like, they'll have like a triangle of a wave of a peak, and they'll show surfer A, B, and maybe C, and they're like, surfer A can go right or left because he's closest to the curl and deepest or whatever. And I feel like that's a thing that's going away. Like, I don't know if kids learn that anymore, and especially watching contests and stuff like that. I just feel like, because, like, you know, contests, like, they just had Gabriel Medina just got knocked out of Portugal because they have a priority system where they get like a slider, you know, the priority sign, and that's already set for the heat, and then as they trade waves. I don't know if kids understand or are learning or being taught like the priority system, like it's basically a triangle, and whoever's at the top of the triangle closest to the fucking wave gets is in priority. And yes, of course it has to do with like ability, and if that person's local, and if they've just caught in a wave or caught in a bunch of waves or being a wave hog, or who the fuck they are, or whatever, if you don't like them. But like, I just feel like, just from a basic sense, two equal surfers, equally local, equally good or bad, equally whatever, just in priority sense, it's like who, like, in turn, you know, like the right of way of turning in a car, like someone on the right gets to go first at a stop sign. I don't know if people even understand anymore, but I do, like I said, my biggest pet peeve, or, you know, I have a million pet peeves about surfing, but like the back paddling thing is insane. And I don't mean, like, I guess I don't know, like, back paddling, I guess, because like the Reddit comments were good, like, that's not fucking back paddling. I understand, like, the classic definition of back paddling to me is like when you're like on the peak of a wave and then someone actually paddles past you and around you to call you off. Like, yeah, that happens all the time at the pier. There's some like guys here that surf that think they're big dogs that, like, on the good days will do that to everybody out there. But they're not the A-list guys that surf the pier. They're like the B-plus guys. They're like the also-rans. Like, when you have, like, at the pier, like, Brett Simpson or somebody or Kanoa are out, they're not, like, paddling around fuckers to catch waves. They're the furthest out. They have very good wave knowledge. They've surfed there their whole lives. They fucking rip, and they know where to be. They'll catch waves you didn't even know were going to be waves and that are going to turn good, and they're always the deepest and getting barreled and all this shit. But then the other guys will do that thing where, like, they don't have that level of, they're good and they're better than me, but they don't have the same level of surf ability or surf knowledge or what the really, 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 really good pro level guys have. So they'll paddle around people and like, what, you fucking suck. And it's like, yeah, you can do every versus, but yours are really low and shitty and your arms are flailing around. They're not like Brett's or fucking Kanoa's that are like tail high, upside down, backwards. So slow your roll. But yeah, that happens all the time. But that's like blatant back paddling I can deal with, and we all understand. But the new flavor of back paddling, people sitting on the inside calling you off as you stand up. And I don't mean that you're riding a longboard. I mean, I used to get annoyed with this, and someone read a comment online. Had a comment where it's like, oh, what about, you know, you could abuse that on like a stand-up paddleboard or a longboard because you can get in the waves way earlier. Yeah, when I was a kid in high school, the longboarders, there was a whole longboarder crew that they were called the longboard crew that would surf, you know, that surf the pier, and they were obnoxious and annoying, and they probably thought we were obnoxious. We're all 15-year-old kids, but it was annoying to surf with them because they would catch waves way, we were like riding these little tiny boards, they would catch waves way fucking earlier from way further out, and they'd be up, but they'd be wave hogs sometimes. But, you know, they're local, so I mean, what the fuck are you gonna do? You're a Grom. Who gives a shit? Take some abuse. But they would, you know, catching weights earlier. But, like, I'm fucking 6'3", riding a 6'2", that's, like, 31 and a half liters. And I'm fat as shit right now. So I'm not, like, on this fucking giant, like, I'm not, like, on a big, fat, thick twin fin or some great board that I can paddle on. I'm paddling on a small, competitive shortboard as best as I can. So I'm not, like, way farther. I'm not farther out, like, standing up way before them. I'm farther out, like, because I've been surfing a long time and I know to catch a fucking wave. But, yeah, that spin around and calling off thing, I mean, it drives me fucking crazy. It just... it happens so often now, and like I said, it's not like that little wave, the clip that's on the Instagram or Facebook that I posted, that's like pretty close. I'm barely like, you know, a board or board and a half, two board lengths out at most from the guy. I mean, I'll be 20-30 feet further out paddling deep in the fucking pocket, you know, in the peak, and have guys on the inside like see me, and then they're sitting there waiting to like bounce onto their board, like, you know, thinking you're sitting your board, and you kind of sink the tail, and you kind of squirt yourself forward to start paddling. They're waiting to do that on me, and it's like, and not just me, but I see them do it to other people that surf better than me and people that surf worse than me, and I'm just like, I don't give a fuck what level you are. If someone does that to you, whether you're not a cougar, if you're in a wave storm, if you're on a longboard with a spring suit, booties, and a hat like the guy today that almost killed about three people on Northside, fuck that guy, by the way. No, not that guy. But if you're like a media, like a surfer that's been doing it several years and you can stand up and you're not great, but you're good enough, like anyone that does that to you is a piece of shit in my book. And fuck them. And I'm big on drop in on them and then kick right out, whatever. You're not trying to be a dick, but like just let them know. It's just the same thing with a bully at school. Like when you're a little kid. I have a 6-year-old son, and he's like, he's into comic books and kind of nerdy shit and playing make believe and stuff. I don't think he's going to be like a bruiser or a good fighter, but I tell him, like, hey, you're in public school. You're going to go to school with kids that have like two or three older brothers or cousins that beat the shit out of them and they fight and all this stuff, and you're going to get punched if you fuck with people. So don't fuck with people, you know? But the same thing is, I'm like, if someone screws with you, even if they're bigger, don't let them pick on you. Tell them to, you know, tell them to beat it. If someone pushes you, push them back. If some bully comes up and hits you, hit them back, because if you don't, you're going to send a signal that you're cool with people fucking with you, you know? I'd rather have you get beat. The thing is, if I feel this way, if a bully fucks with you, if you punch back and hit them once, even they beat you up, they won't do it again, hopefully. And that has been my experience. They'll go on and fuck with other people, because bullies are assholes, but they're lazy assholes, and they want an easy target. So if you push back and show like, well, you can fuck with me, but it's not going to be an easy fuck with, they'll go to greener, easier pastures. And I feel it's the same thing with people that backpaddle. If you burn them once and let them know, then you're good. And if not, if they want to argue about it, fine. But like, it's funny, some guy online is like, you don't even know, you're going to get to the wrong guy. You're going to do it to the wrong guy. You know, like I talked about earlier. I know all the guys that surf the pier and all the heavy ones, and there's some gnarly dudes. It's funny because some of the guys were the toughest were some of the worst surfers. They were just like good at fighting. But like there's certain guys that surf the pier here now, like where I think they rip, I won't fuck with them. There's a couple guys that are like tough. They don't surf great, but they're kind of assholes, kind of wave hogs. But everybody, let them go. And they sometimes yell at other people when it's crowded and make it kind of scary to surf there. So that's cool. I like that. But again, back to the beginning when I was talking about those kids, you just kind of get in where you fit in. You know, you surf where you can surf, and I surf decently, and I grew up surfing the pier, so I feel comfortable surfing there, and I'm not like the alpha dog, probably not even like, I don't know, delta, epsilon. I'm probably in the middle of the alphabet of like people even on any type of hierarchy after a kid in a wheelchair and a boogie board. But I under no circumstances, like someone's sitting further in and then calling you off, and then that's bullshit. And then the other side of that, all those fucking idiots are in the way. I can't tell you how many times when the waves get a little bit bigger, I've been taking off, like yelling, fucking move! Because they're like laying on their board or like right where, it's like, dude, paddle deeper where the waves are going to break and take your beatings, or learn to fucking duck dive, or get out of the fucking way, or don't sit there, you know? Or the thing is too, is these guys that sit in the inside, they'll sit there and you can see sets coming. Like a set's like, oh, you got a good 15, 20, 30 seconds sometimes, 40 seconds if it's like a south swell and you can see sets on south side and they're making their way up the beach and you're on north side. Fucking when you see waves, these guys are morons, and you know they're morons because they don't start paddling until the wave is like 10 seconds or 5 seconds from breaking when people are dropping in. And they go, oh, gee, I should start moving. It's like, no, fucking move out of the way when you see a peak out the back. Like, you know, someone says out the back, that means there's waves coming out the back. Fucking move. Oh, it drives me crazy. So we had some really good comments online from you guys. I put a post up asking what kind of etiquette stuff you guys would like me to discuss. Jason Ratboy Collins, fuck yeah, dude. Like, legendary surfer from the 90s. One of the first guys to do a full backside, you know, 360 air in a contest, at the Santa Cruz contest back in the day. He said he had two things, and we'll discuss those in future episodes, I think. Because I said, what should we discuss for the etiquette episodes? And Jason Ratboy Collins, who Instagram is great because he posts surfing stuff and shit, but he rides for Salty Crew. Fucker looks like he just fishes all day and catches like the craziest fish in the world. So he looks like he's having a killer life. And so good for him. He says, as a two-parter, he said the part where there's only one guy out, where only you out, and everyone decides to paddle out at the peak, even though where you're sitting, even though there's peaks up and down the beach. Yeah, that's kind of like that group of 12 people yesterday that paddled out north side, and then I was just sitting in a cluster. And the reverse thing of where I drifted into a cluster of kids, and I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I wish more people would like that. And then the previous episode when I talked about surfing in LA, same thing. You'll get guys that will like kind of like just become like a magnet. They'll paddle out. You're surfing by yourself. They'll come paddle out next to you and then become your frenemy and like chat you up and then try and paddle you off waves. Or they're scared and they're like, don't want to sit by themselves. So for Rat Boy, I think if you're surfing up in Northern California or in Santa Cruz or thereabouts, people are probably paddling out where you are because, one, you surf good, so they probably think you're surfing where the waves the best. And, two, they're probably scared they're going to get eaten by a shark, so they're trying to, like, sit by somebody else that hopefully is peeing in their wetsuit to make more, you know, more numbers and more targets for them to have a better ratio of survival. But, yeah, I hate that so much when you're surfing. It's always when you're surfing, like, a mediocre beach break, like a 3 or 4 foot, like, kind of, like, windy, kind of, you know, not perfect day, and there's peaks all over, and dudes will just paddle up. And then Rat Boy's second comment, or douchebags who show up with their sprinter vans and five people with single fins and no leashes. Yeah, that's the other side of that. Those five guys are the guys that will also show up on a day when you're surfing by yourself, and they'll all paddle out to where you're fucking sitting, and it's the worst. But, yeah, the cluster dudes, I mean, we'll discuss that more in future episodes, like how many guys is okay to show up at a spot? Should you wait? You know, I know I've been on boat trips where like, you know, like, hey, all you fuckers can't paddle out at once. One or two can paddle out and then wait 20 minutes or whatever. And then one or two more and then one or two more, not to overload the lineup. The other side of that, too, is like the guys like the guys with single fins and no leashes. That's like the full like Pacifico beer commercials. Like the guys like, we're on a road trip and we're going, and it's five assholes on like twin fins or single fins and no leashes paddling out some beach at Mexico. And if you were surfing that beach in Mexico, of course, they'd come surf right next to you. I hate that with all my heart, and it drives me nuts. And I wish people would just cluster up, but also know, again, how many people to bring. And then, I don't know, the whole aesthetic of the guys, I'm riding a single fin or an old or a twin fin or some keel fin, and then no leash, and then they can't surf. Fuck those people till the sun burns out. I've had more of the dings or surf injuries I've had in my life have been from dudes who are like that, single fin or twin fin or some bullshit retro board, and they can't even ride a regular board or a regular, you know, any they can't even surf, and they paddle out no leash, and then they like let go of their board first wave or first whitewash that comes at them, and then their board just spins, you know, all 9 feet of it spins sideways to the beach with a giant, you know, tomahawk fin on it, and then it catches my rail or, you know, top of my head or something as I'm trying to duck dive out of the way. So fuck them. But yeah, we'll talk about that on future episodes. SUP, this guy Slim Latte says, okay, I know I'll get flamed here, but I ride a short board most of the time, but I also ride a small surf SUP. I always sit on the edge and work my way into the lineup like you would on a short board. I wait my turn and then stand up when it's my way, but nearly every time I'll get blocked, hassled, and abused. Just because I'm paddle surfing doesn't mean I'm taking every wave. I do understand some people do that, but it's not me. It's the person, not the board they ride. All right, I'm on Slim Latte's side, but I will say, it would be like if you were like really, that's a bad analogy, but I'll do it anyway. If you're really into Nazi memorabilia, like you don't agree with the Nazis, you know they were deplorable and despicable, the genocide and the Holocaust, Nazis bad, Hitler the worst. But you were like, I really like collecting Hitler plates, like, or Nazi stuff. I got all these plates and a sword and a gun. I like to collect Nazi stuff because it shows that we beat them and it reminds us that true evil exists in the world. No one's ever going to be on board with that. I feel because the Nazis had done such a bad thing, just like the Hitler mustache. Hitler had that little, like, you know, he basically stole Charlie Chaplin's mustache, made it pure evil, and that mustache is wrecked forever. I don't know if you're old enough, but like I think in the early 2000s, yeah, maybe 10, 15 years ago, Michael Jordan, the world's greatest basketball player, African-American man, by the way, tried to have a Hitler mustache for a while and tried to bring the Hitler mustache back. I don't know if he's trying to reclaim its power or something, but he had a Hitler mustache. I think he was in a Hanes underwear commercial with the Hitler mustache, probably saying something goofy like, get your Hanes on or some shit. But it's kind of the same thing with SUPs. For the last 10 or 20 years, however long they've been, you know, a thing in the lineups, so many people have done so many bad, shitty, dumb, and retarded things on fucking SUPs here, far and wide, from California to Hawaii to Fiji to God knows where, that there are there's one really talented goofy foot kid that surfs a pier and he fucking rips. He does like airs and shit, and he's awesome on an SUP. He also surfs good on a regular shortboard too, and he's just a good all around waterman surfer guy. You can just fucking tell. He ride a goddamn picnic table and surf on it well, but he's super cool and I admire his thing. But he still rides an SUP, so it's hard for me to enjoy it even when I'm seeing him ripping, because I'm like, oh, he's riding that fucking Nazi. You know, it's like the guy that collects the Nazi memorabilia to remind himself that hatred exists in the world. It's still, you know, and the SUP thing is to remind yourself like it's fun and we're just in the ocean and whatever you ride should be okay, and we're just here to have a good time and enjoy, you know, nature and whatnot. But that being said, there is such a taint and a stink on the SUP that the Slim Latte, even though I'm sure you're a cool dude, you are fucking working uphill. And I feel like if you're on an SUP, why surf somewhere crowded? Like if you're in Huntington, go surf fucking the cliffs. You can surf by yourself on the SUP. Same waves are a little bit shittier, but yeah, in the winter sometimes they're better. But yeah, I don't think you need to surf crowded lineups. But I'm on your side. I feel bad for you, and I in no way consider you to be a Nazi. But I'm also not going to click on your Instagram, because what if I did? And there's all this like fucking super gnarly like Nazi shit. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how did I fucking guess that one? No, you're not a Nazi. You're a great person, I'm sure. And for the record, just so you know where I stand, I'm of the mind that it's still okay to say Nazis are bad people and be against them. It doesn't make you a social justice warrior or someone who's annoying. It makes you a sentient being that knows right from wrong, and you should always speak out against evil whenever you can. So the other comments were, you know, Kukarini made a joke about the Reddit surfing subreddit, and that I was asking for trouble going there. Alex is paddling out in the line of a wave. And Realist is saying that it's a war zone and you almost lost it. Acorn, CRMC says perfect timing. He was surfing Santa Cruz and it was extra crowded. Knows that everyone feels the need for everyone following etiquette. He's a long paragraph saying like he surfed Santa Cruz this weekend. It was crazy. And then Ken Martini said that's why he quit surfing and went back to tennis after 40 years. I'm not ready to give up. And then my favorite one, because it's something so out of context and or out of not context, but out of the vibe that I give off. The Storm Boy Surfer says, respect. Give it or lose it. You do your best to stay out of other people's way. But if you get in their way unintentionally, apologize. End fights, but never start them. Show honor, gain honor. That would be great fucking advice if we were all surfing like Pipeline or Waimea on a regular basis and Samurai Warriors from the future. But I don't know. It's a little bit too touchy-feely for me. But I do feel like the Storm Boy Surfer is I agree with the words and what he's saying. It's the way he says it. I don't know if surfing is that needs that type of taking it to that level. Gain honor in the water from the waves that come across the seas, created by the storms that dwell in our heart. You know what I mean? Like it's a bit much, Storm Boy Surfer, but you're also the Storm Boy Surfer. So I guess if you didn't talk that way, who would? So God bless you, and thanks for participating. Again, this is just an opening. This topic we'll definitely address again, even some of the questions and comments you guys had. So yeah, let me know. Hit me up on send us an email on the website, thesurfingpodcast.com, or at thesurfingpodcast on Instagram and Facebook, and let me know what you think about surf etiquette. And I'll find that picture of how the triangle and the wave etiquette works and the signs that I found online and a link to the websites in the show notes for this episode, which I believe I'll tell you right now before I sign off, because I've started numbering them on the website and on iTunes the best I can. So I don't know, this isn't a complete nightmare of a fucking thing that you're listening to. Yeah. So today we're recording episode 16. This is episode 16. The show notes will have some neat stuff that I put in there. Again, leave us a comment or let us know what you think your biggest pet, or what you think about surf etiquette, or what your biggest pet peeves, or what you think the rules that are skipped the most, or what people don't understand. You can see the clip of me where I'm on the tiny 1 foot wave where I'm not getting backpedaled, but getting a new version of backpedaled, which I don't enjoy, and then kicking out like and flailing like a kook. So you'll feel better about your surfing by watching that. I'll post a link to that on the show notes for this page on the website, thesurfingpodcast.com. And for thesurfingpodcast.com, I've been Dan Bialak, and I will continue to be. Thank you for tuning in. Please be sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review with a nice comment, if you wouldn't mind. Or don't. Live your life. I'm not the boss of you. Hope you get some waves this week. Hope the waves are fun where you live or in your head where you're mind surfing them. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.